Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you as it is every day. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we lean on your scripture, we lean on your word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where that Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, Father, we have lost our liberty because we have lost our way. You are the way, the truth, and the light. Not parties, not government, but you. Father, we ask for your protection over your people, particularly over our president, his administration. In this time, Father, in this land where we are seeing so much violence and so much hatred, unrest. Why? Because they are lost. They are lost and they're following nothing. They're following nothing. Father, I ask that you will make your remnant here, your people, bold and courageous. May we lean on you and not on our own understanding. But may we bring love and hope to this lost and dying world. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I do believe you have placed us here. And for such a time as this, I ask for your strength. I ask for your wisdom and your courage. And Father, I ask for your blessings. Help us, O God, to know the way that you would have us to go. To stay in your word. To stay connected with you in all ways in our life. For such a time as this, I give to you CSE Talk Radio. Amen. I've been working on an article, and as we're watching these conventions, we see so much going on in this country, and we have for the last several years. President Trump is not the cause, but he is the reason. He's the reason for the violence. He hasn't done it. They're doing it against him, but against him is really against the people. It's really against you. Yeah, we've had some discussions this morning as to whether I'm going to open up the phone lines or keep them closed, and I have made a decision we're going to keep them closed today. I have some things I want to share with you, and tomorrow we will open it up. You know, on the second segment tomorrow on a Friday, we always have Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. We'll discuss some things then, and then I will open up the phone lines for free-for-all. But I've been working on an article. God doesn't meet the Democrats' narrative. America is no longer at a crossroads. We're standing on the edge of a cliff facing a dark and dangerous abyss. You know, I've shared with you in the past that I have a fear of heights. While I know it's in my head, I can't shake it. Rudy got to witness that when we were on this trip this week, a couple of months ago. When we went to Wyoming. It's comical to many who are close to me that even when I try to be a little bit brave, my feet and my hands break out in a sweat and anxiety in my belly, and I slowly back away. I love watching movies, but must the fight scenes always be up high on a cliff where they're teetering and eventually somebody falls to their death. Knowing this about me, you can understand why this poster spoke to me several years ago. I've shared it with you a few times. It shows a man standing on the edge of a cliff. And the caption is, when you're standing on the edge of a cliff, one step forward is not progress. I've been saying for several years now that America is at a crossroads. But what we're going through isn't the crossing of roads. It's the destruction of America. A destruction of our way of life. A doing away with our Constitution, our freedoms, and our liberties. We've watched two unconventional, is that the new normal, political conventions, and they are as different as night and day, in my opinion. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week that it depends on how you look at it, your attitude on what you see. But what I see is a difference between night and day. Hope and hopeless. Love and hate. I have relatives, I have friends who are Democrats. Why? I cannot tell you why, other than the fact that their parents or their grandparents were. I know that in their hearts they don't believe the things that the Democrats are pushing. I know they don't. I can say the same thing as Republicans, though. You know, some of them are Republicans just because Grandma and Grandpa were, or Mom and Dad were. I think of myself as an independent. I disagree with both sides most of the time. But until 2016, I never, ever voted a straight ticket. And I will never, ever again vote for a Democrat from dog catcher on up because of what they've done. The so-called progressive left have brought us to the edge of this cliff. If we continue, we will take that last step forward. We will fall in the abyss of socialism and communism. No God, no hope, no life, no liberty. And forget all about pursuing your dreams or happiness. Those will be decided by your new little G-God government. And the women's suffrage will be forgotten and free men will be slaves. Do you think I'm exaggerating? The difference between the two political parties is like day and night, and it is right now in the conventions, not in all the hearts of the Republican representatives and senators or the Democrat representative and senators. The Democrats, as a platform, are doing their utmost best to remove God, yet they pretend in front of the cameras to believe in God. You just got to keep him out of politics, right? Well, it doesn't work that way. If you are a believer in the Lord, He is with you every step of the way. He is one helping you make these decisions, these life and death decisions. During the Democrat convention in 2012, they booed God. They booed God and removed Him from the platform. During the 2020 convention, they made it a blatant display of removing God. No under God in the Pledge of Allegiance by two of them. In a complete contrast, the Republican Party showed a love and respect for God and for life. They've been quoting scripture. They've been having prayers. They have been saying their Pledge of Allegiance. And last night, when Vice President Pence gave his speech, he gave it from Fort McHenry. And I want to talk about that later in the show. I'm going to give you the recitation that I have used so many times. I didn't write it. I can't take credit for it. I transposed it. But it is a beautiful recitation, a romanticized idea, perhaps very real, as to what happened there when Francis Scott Key wrote the National Anthem. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to apologize. I meant to add in my prayer this morning that we are praying for those in the wake of Laura, the storm, and that missed Houston, was my understanding, and they were very grateful for that. I know when they were showing it late last evening, they were showing it going through some smaller towns where I guess we have less life, but those lives are any less. They are not any less valuable. And neither are their homes as far as they're concerned. So we pray for that. We pray for their safety. We pray for what happens after, that we can get in there and help everyone as best we can. Building back is, it's a tough thing. When you've lost everything, it's tough to build it back. But you can do it. You have to lean on some other people. You have to be humble. You know, one of the hardest things to do, you know, when I lost everything, was to accept gifts from other people. And a very humbling experience, especially when I was 8 months pregnant. And who's got clothes for an 8 month pregnant woman? Well, another woman, a friend of mine who had just given birth, she had her baby a little early. Everything was fine. He wasn't that much early. And, you know, I mean, because you have nothing. You have no underwear. it's nothing. It's a very humbling experience. But our thoughts and our prayers are with all those that are in the wake of this storm. But the storm that we're experiencing here as Americans is even greater in some respects, because it is going to affect the future
of this country and the world. It has been a complete and total contrast, different as night and day. I saw, again, I have my preconceived notions. I saw no hope. I saw the removing of our God from the Democrat Party convention. In the opposite direction, I have seen and watched the Republican convention. Yes, we have politicians. They'll get up and say anything. Some of them are thinking about running for president down the line. But they put God back in it. And they respected life. When Abby Johnson was on, never have, and we mentioned this yesterday when I had Melody on the air, never have I ever seen anyone on the floor of a convention talk about the truth of abortion as Abby did. What a brave woman she is. She told the truth about Planned Parenthood. Have you ever asked yourself why? Why is abortion so important to the Democrats? Why? Why must it be paid for by the government, your tax dollars? It's known as a white supremacy movement by Margaret Sanger. That's where it came from. That's where it originated. So why do the Democrats push it so? The Democrats, they're not the party that supports equal rights. No. And last night there was a tribute to women. We did that last Thursday here on the show. But last night they gave a tribute to women, focusing on the 100-year anniversary of the Amendment 19. Now, other states, as I mentioned, they already were allowing women to vote prior to that. That just made it on the national stage, legalizing the vote of women. Yet Democrats, who claim they are the party of women, continually dehumanize any woman who dares to think independently of their policies. Our founding fathers, they fought for independence. They believed in we the people. They didn't believe in government. But we've allowed government to grow so big, we've created this monster that will take you, it'll take all you have to give you just some little stimulus check. Or health care for all, free for illegals, free education, reparations, cold houses in the winter and hot houses in the summer. Independence be gone, dependent on other countries, in particular China, will be here. America will become a servant country. You want fries with that? Would you like to supersize it? You know what they mean when they say the bull services the cow? The dark abyss of no God is what we are facing. I want you to think about that for a minute. Remove all the Christians that you know in your life. What are we seeing with the removal of God in the Democrat Party? We're seeing the violence across this nation, the hate for local police, the hate for colors of people. They hate the white, some hate the black, and it's being escalated through this violence. If you weren't prejudiced before, they want you to be so now. Don't fall for that. Do not fall for that. There are women of all colors who are wonderful, who stand for you. There are men of all colors who are wonderful. They're strong and courageous, and they will stand for you. Our founding fathers and founding mothers. Oh, yes. Yes, they were. They had their own little tea party. I wish I could find that story. I read that years ago. You know what the difference between the two were? The women didn't dress up and pretend to be somebody else. The women were behind the men. And there were some women that were opposed, opposing their men who were standing for the king. That's a good story itself. I can't remember her name. that they believe she's the reason that they were able to defeat in some of the battles. Yeah, she was a spy. What do you stand for? Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you a Christian? Are you a non-believer? An atheist? Even if you are, the reason you have the rights that you have are because Christian men, not without fault, but Christian men fought for liberty, for all men, for all women. We've come a long way, baby. Down this road of liberty. Have we grown to where we're going to go back into bondage because we are so spoiled? You know, from bondage to slavery one more time. I'm going to try and find my article on that. You can see that when we look at the... I can't reach things. I have short arms. When we look at this, Beware of the Useful Idiots, and I don't like that title, even though it may be true. I don't like that title because I think it is a human nature that that we go from one thing to the other, that we forget where we came from. We don't understand slavery because we weren't there. I saw one of the men of color, one of the black men that was a Republican last night speaking. He said he's where he is today because of his great-grandfather who came here on a slave boat. Does your heart ache for what those families went through? And yet a pride for what they overcame and where they are today. And not just them, women. And not just women, but all men, all people. In this country, you can be born a pauper, but you have equal value to a king. And if you are a believer, you are the child of a king. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage, and from courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. Oh, yes, America has been, we have enjoyed abundance. So much so that we became complacent. From complacency, oh yeah, we got apathetic. We just sit around and think we got problems. From apathy, let the government do it. Let somebody else do it. To dependence. And from dependence, the cycle is back into bondage. We know these things. Let's not allow them to happen again in America. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have watched this convention, this unconventional convention, and I have been encouraged. I'm still skeptical. I don't trust politicians of any kind, if that makes any sense. I saw the president do many things this week. He was showing us that he's what he does in his job to some degree and the better things that he gets to do. And we heard from women last night, like Kellyanne. And we heard from McEnany and her struggles with life and breast cancer. And you know, women, if you're doubting voting for President Donald Trump, I hope you were watching last night or this week, that you realize the party that is removing God is not your friend. The party that wants to destroy all the history of the United States is not your friend. You realize you are the history. This 100th year of your vote is history. Do they want to remove that? They'll raise up Margaret Sanger and then they'll put down someone else like Kellyanne Conway. Because she doesn't meet their narrative. And God doesn't meet their narrative, because if you rely on God, you don't rely on them.
You're independent. Before I go on with some of these other things, I looked up some scriptures this morning. Galatians 5:13, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. And out of John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We're going to talk about the truth in the next few days. We're going to do, I'm working on it. I'm working on so many projects, I can't keep my hair straight. we're going to talk more about the Green New Deal and the lies that are within this. CO2 is good for you. And we're going to have we're going to have some more CO2 interviews coming up real shortly. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in liberty, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. As the verse said that we read before we went into the break. I want to share with you, I haven't talked to my producer about this. She had no idea I was going to do this. And when I usually share this, it's usually ended with the Star Spangled Banner. We will not do that today. I might read it to you. And this is going to take a couple of segments to get through. But somebody sent this recitation to me several years ago, about 9 or 10 years ago. And I couldn't find it in written form, so I had to just keep listening to it and transpose it myself. And I don't remember the gentleman's name. That wasn't what I wrote down, but I'll look it up. So I guess I'm plagiarizing, but I'm letting you know I did not write this. I can't take credit for this. America, one nation under God. Well, at least it used to be. What has happened to our country, to our patriotism? Where are our leaders of today? Where are the George Washingtons, the Thomas Jeffersons, and the Eli Whitneys? What have you done for our country? What are you doing to keep America free? Thank God for men and women who take a stand for freedom. I want to share with you a speech I heard, given by a man named David Gibbs. I was so moved by it, I knew I had to share it with you today. We live in a day when we want to do a strange thing. We pray to God for blessings upon our lives. Most of us have uttered such a prayer. God, please bless me. And yet the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Today, America stands at a crossroads. We are in a fearful time. When we look back in our history, we find a strange thing. No country has ever tried the Christians and gotten away with it. God brought judgment eventually. He has never allowed his people to be persecuted and tried without eventually bringing massive judgment and retaliation against that country. America has started to try the Christians. And if God tarries, 15 years, 20 years, what will be left for our children? It's speculative at this hour. Unless God's people do what his book commands, it's what his book demands. Unless we live God's blessings down upon our lives. However, most of us will pray to God, knowing that if he looked at our lives, he couldn't dare bless us. One area I believe we are most negligent is the debt is demanded of us, but we refuse to pay the price. There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it in our church hymnals. You've memorized it as a child, sung it at ball games, and it's called our national anthem. Yet we fail to realize what we are singing. We don't understand the words. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaging in a vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of the conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American government initiated a move. They went to the British and requested negotiations for the release of these prisoners. They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about a thousand yards offshore. They said, "We want to send a man named Francis Scott Key. He will come out to you and negotiate. Perhaps we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and negotiated with the British officials. They reached a conclusion. Men would be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he had been successful, went down below in the boat, and what he found was a cargo of humanity. Men. He proclaimed, "Men, I've got good news for you. Tonight, you're free. Tonight, I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies. You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, and out of your chains." However, as he returned on board to arrange for their passage to shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem. We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it will be all mere academic after tonight. It won't matter." Francis Scott Key looked at him and he said, "What do you mean?" And their admiral replies, "Well, Mr. Key, tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that they think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort McHenry? We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." Francis Scott Key replied, "How are you going to do that?" And you'll find out when we come back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say, about a month, I was able to walk, and I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body is supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I made a mistake. I said Fort McHenry. It's Fort Henry, not McHenry. I don't know why I said that, but I did. Let's go on. It says Francis Scott Key replied to this admiral, how are you going to do that? And the admiral pointed out, he says, scan the horizon of the sea. As Key looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. The admiral says, that's the British war fleet. All of the gunpower, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. The war is over. These men will be free anyway. Key retaliated and he said, you can't shell that fort. That's a large fort. It's full of women and children. It's predominantly not even a military fort. But the admiral replied, don't worry about it. We've left them a way out. And what's that? Key asked. Do you see that flag way up there on the rampart? We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered and you'll be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and reported to the men what was about to happen. They asked how many ships. He told them hundreds. As Key went back up on top, he told the prisoners, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as I watch. As twilight began to fall and the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. Boom, boom, boom! The sound was deafening. There were so many guns, there was so much, no relief. It was absolutely impossible to talk or to hear. Suddenly the sky, although dark, was light. From down below he could hear the men in the prison saying, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour. 2 hours. 3 hours into the shelling. Every time a bomb would explode close to the flag. They could see the flag in the red glare. And Ski Key would shout to the men, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came up to Key and he said, "Your people are insane. What's the matter with them? Don't they understand this is an impossible situation?" It was then that Francis Scott Key remembered what George Washington had said. "The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people, all other people in the world, is he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees." The admiral told Key, "We now have instructed all the guns to focus on the rampart and to take that flag down. Our reconnaissance tells us that the flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand it. But now we are going to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point." Key said the barrage was unmerciful. And yet, all that he could hear were the men down below praying, "God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it." Sunrise came. There was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, although completely nondescriptive, in shreds, and the flagpole itself was at this crazy angle. The flag was still up. Francis Scott Key went abroad and immediately went into Fort Hood to see what had happened. What he found was the flagpole, and the flag was suffered. It had suffered repetitious, direct hits, and when it had fallen, the men, the fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, knowing that all the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up, humanly, until they died, and then another took their place. Francis Scott Key said, "What held that pole in place at that unusual angle were the patriots' bodies." And then he penned the song, "Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, or the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?" That's a story about liberty. It wasn't the flag. It was what it represented. Then if it hit the ground, they would be slaves to the King of Britain. They didn't want to be slaves. They wanted to be free men. They wanted liberty. They wanted independence. And this was all brought because of a Declaration of Independence. Because they were sick and tired of what the king was doing to them. Are you America? Are you sick and tired of what king government is doing to you? Be them Democrats or be them Republicans. We have fallen into this trap, into this cycle, where we are back into bondage because we have been apathetic. We have forgotten whose we are. We are children of a king. We are already free. The liberty is there. Don't allow them to chain you. Don't allow them to label you white or black or yellow or whatever the case may be, or gender. because in America we were free. Oh, we have our problems. We have people who are jerks. But as a nation, we are free. We are free indeed, as the scripture said. One more. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That's Romans 8:21. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Tonight's the last night of the Republican Convention. They have been doing whatever they could to show you that you are free and that you have hope and liberty. Don't allow the other side, who's preaching socialism and communism, to bring you back to bondage. Bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.